Hi, this is Patsy from Man Brain Podcast, and you're listening to Tokyo Munchies Podcast. Yum.
Ho ho ho, Merry Christmas!
Hey guys, we're not doing that to you, not over here at Tokyo Munchies. I know you heard our little Christmas jingle intro there. That won't happen for a couple more weeks because we're going to do our 12 days of Christmas Japanese candy countdown again. And it's just October, so it's way too early for Christmas. But seeing this is a weekly podcast on Wednesdays, I just thought we'd give you a little bit of a heads up that Christmas is coming. It's definitely coming. So we're going to be... Pixie on a guy. I'm thinking that's saying fix it. Maybe fix it. I'm not sure, but it's still funny. Anywho, so we'll get right into the podcast right now. I'm just recording this on a Tuesday rather than tomorrow on a Wednesday in case I'm a little bit busy, but we'll go through the normal stuff for you guys and then get into the good, hardcore quality, what we're looking for here. Right, straight into the Tokyo weather for Wednesday. Here we go. And just quickly, I'm Googling like the Tokyo weather. It has 180 million results in 0.71 seconds. That's pretty impressive, Google. Good job. Anyway, into the Tokyo weather for Wednesday. It is going to be cloudy at 22 degrees Celsius, which is a nice comfortable 72 degrees Fahrenheit for you guys in the US of the A. The precipitation is looking at a 30%, and that's probably about right. We just had a typhoon come over last week. It wasn't a big issue, so I didn't do a podcast about it, but it was raining, man, for like four and a half days straight, non-stop rain, all day, all night. A bit annoying, really. I couldn't work, but oh well, that's life. Humidity will be 58 degrees. Humidity will be 58%, and wind speed will be 4 meters per second. Miles per sentence, or metronomes per stop. I don't know what you want to say about that. But that's Tokyo weather. We're going to go into the Japan news now, because we have a lot to talk about on today's podcast, and I didn't do the teaser trailers on Friday and on Monday for you, because we have a lot to talk about. So into the Japan news, top stories from the Google search, number 1, number 2, and number 3, before I get into the JapanNews.com. From the Google search, Japan, China, and South Korea summit may not happen. Okay, well, there's no surprising there. Number 2 from the Google search, drawing of bodhisattvas found in Kyoto temple door. Right, exciting. And Google search, Japan News, number 3, expert, river in Tokyo could have breached banks. What do you mean, could have breached banks? It does breach the banks all the time. I used to live by the river. It happens quite often. But anyway, that's from the Google search. Just go into my favorite, thejapannews.com. Let's see what's happening in there. Hopefully it's not the same thing. Right, number 1, Japan-US talks on sympathy budget may start this week. Japan and the United States will start talks this week at the earliest to revise the so-called sympathy budget, a special agreement on the expenses shouldered by Tokyo in relation to U.S. troops stationed in Japan. It has been learned... Right. The revisions would apply from next fiscal year. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, well, we'll talk about that in another day. It's not really what we're here for, to talk about politics. We're here to talk about Japanese candy and other weird stuff. Anyway, Japan News number 2. Abe asks Hosoda to do his utmost to revise constitution. Former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe on Monday asked former Liberal Democratic Party Secretary General Hiroyuki Hosoda, who has been named chairman of the Lower House Commission on Constitution, to do his best to advance discussions on a revision of the Constitution. Again, that's politics and it's pretty deep, and I don't want to get too deep in this podcast. I want to make it light, enjoyable, fun. But Japan News is something we have to cover. It's all fun. And Japan News number 3 from the JapanNews.com. long-term support for basic research will lead to future Nobel Prizes. This sounds a little bit more interesting. This year, no Japanese person won a Nobel Prize in the National Sciences for the third consecutive year. Basic research takes time to produce results. It is important to provide long-term support. The winners of the Nobel Prize in Chemistry were two women from the United States and France who... Right. Well, man, well, the Japan news is all pretty much... Yeah, today, wasn't it? There's nothing really exciting there. Is there anything else here which is slightly exciting? I'm not sure. Like, you heard the giant Gundam statue in Yokohama they've made, which actually moves. This one actually walks a little bit inside this frame. It's really cool. I think that's almost ready to go. There's going to be Mario Land soon, too, at Universal Studios in Osaka. That's going to be cool. Talk about that later when it happens. And, yeah, that's the Japan news for number one, number two, number three. We'll go to a quick commercial break, and then we'll talk about Japanese candy and some other cool stuff happening here at Tokyo Munchies. Stay tuned!
Need something delivered? Do you need dinner? Groceries? Did you forget to stop and buy that bottle of tequila? Postmates is here for you. If you haven't tried Postmates before, we have a great deal for you. Just by setting up a new account and using the code INDIEFOOD, you will be eligible for $100 in delivery fee credits for the first 7 days of your membership. Don't wait. Go to Postmates.com and use the code INDIEFOOD. That's INDIEFOOD. Postmates. Anything, anytime, anywhere. Postmate it.
Well, alrighty then. So that wasn't the typical ad, but that's okay. Sometimes we're a little bit serious here at Tokyo Munchies, just a little bit. So on to the good stuff. The reason why you're here for, guys, is the Tokyo Munchies, the Japanese candy, snacks, chocolate, and everything in between. So let's go something a little bit different today. This is brought to us by Tsunagu Japan. Normally we talk about Japanese snacks, chocolate, candy that we can ship to you good people because you want it. But today, for this podcast, we're going to talk about spooky Halloween treats that you can only buy in Japan. So we're going to talk about a few of these because they look pretty damn nice. And I'm really sorry, but these can't be shipped because they're cakes or like soft creams or ice creams or biscuits and stuff that just will not last and won't be able to be shipped regardless. So let's go through a few of these because there's a lot of them in here. I think there's around 10 or so. So let's start with some. Let's look at what they've got. Right, let's start from the very top. Baskin, oh, pardon me. What was that? That was a frog. So Baskin and Robbins, Slime Magic Halloween. Yeah, we all know Baskins and Robbins, or also known as 31. It's actually really common for the Japanese. They call Baskins and Robbins 31 because I think Baskins and Robbins is a little bit hard to pronounce, and 31 is a number, so it's easy to say 31. Japanese would probably say like Sanjuichi or Sanichi. Sanjuichi. San is 3 and Ichi is 1. Sanjuichi is 31 or Sanichi is 31. So Baskins and Robbins, like, I know they make cool stuff all over the world, but the Halloween magic, the slime magic Halloween ice cream that they got here looks fantastic. So you've got like two different sizes from the look of this. Right, what's going on there? Got this really fancy bucket, green and pink, and it's full of ice cream and chocolates and stuff with the traditional trick or treat little chocolate like sign stuck in it and some big smiley like pumpkin looking monster thing. It looks pretty nice, though. Let's give it a quick readout from what it says on the website. Baskin-Robbins ice cream is famous worldwide. We covered that. But in Japan, they're pulling out all the stops this year for Halloween, the Slime Magic Halloween range. Everybody's going to love this if you're in Japan. This looks really good. Oh, they've got a huge box, too. Oh. All right, so with Halloween exclusive flavors like orange slime lime. Wow. Midnight Apple. Sounds like a novel. The Magical Mint Night. I like that play on words there. And a huge range of adorable sundaes and shakes, like the Fluffy Ghost Sundae, which we just saw. And yeah, man, like looking at it, wow, I can see what they mean about the magic slime. Like, it still does look really, really good. So you got those ice cream flavors, and they're all balled up. And then they've got this green and purple slime which obviously is going to be apple or blueberry or something flavored, like slime stuff over the top of the sprinkles. But it looks fantastic. I'm going to get one of those for sure. What are we looking at? Ooh, for the big box, 2,800 yen, so $28 for a big box of that. That's pretty nasty, but I'll rock that. Alright, so that's one of them. That's a little bit boring. I'll skip that. What else we got down here? Caramel Ghost House. Ooh. Actually, that one may be shippable. I'll check that out. Alright, the Caramel Ghost House is a specialty caramel brand known for their playful ghost-themed packaging. Way. Right, they got a limited edition tins. So each year they have a different tin. Well, that's pretty much all they got to say about it. It contains 5 different caramels. That's not really as exciting as I thought it would be. But it looks good. But oh well. And, oh, Krispy Kreme. That Krispy Kreme donuts is everywhere. We've got it in Australia. They have it in Japan. They love it. And they have the Monster Harvest in Monster Dinner. Oh, in Monster Diner. Sorry about that. I'm Australian. We don't really say diner very often. But there you go. So yeah, Krispy Kreme have brought out their Halloween range of donuts. Box looks fantastic again. You've got like the pumpkin donuts, the black cat donuts, the one-eyed red monster donuts. So obviously there's going to be a lot of good flavors in there. What have we got? Here we go. Yeah, 4 different designs. Ooh, the pumpkin jack, the pumpkin one. It's filled with a smooth pumpkin custard cream. And pumpkin seeds for the extra crunch. Nice. Then you got a red one, the red donut is an apple caramel monster with a juicy tart glaze. Oh, and the juicy tart glaze is actually made from apples from Aomori Prefecture. If you don't know much about Japan, Aomori Prefecture up north, it's on Honshu, the main island where Tokyo is. Aomori is right up the tip of Honshu, just next door to Hokkaido, the neighboring island. And they're famous for apples, and they make big apples, man. They grow big apples up there. My wife's father and mother actually own an apple farm up there in Aomori Prefecture, and we get some pretty good apples from them. Anyway, continuing on, they've got the black cat marron type with a chocolate glaze and crispy crackers for ears. Wow, that's nice. And I'm finding the Halloween sprinkles version. It's a glazed donut with yellow icing and sprinkled with pudding flavored chocolate sprinkles. Oh man, Japanese candy gets me every time. Snacks, candy, cakes, food in general, everything. It's all great. Right, here we go. Oh my god, yeah, we'll talk about that one quickly. The Prince Park Tower in Tokyo. Now that's a prestigious place. Named the Prince Park Tower, you assume it is. They have the Halloween high tea. And wow, man, what a spread. Woo! Right, I'm sorry I can't show you the pictures. I'll try to snap some of these and put them up on the Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages for you guys to check out. Oh my god, they don't call it the Prince Park Tower for nothing. This is a 6,000 yen, so $60 per person spread. It's a high tea menu, and its theme is the Moonlit Masquerade Party. And each item is carefully crafted, so this is like handmade stuff. That's why it's so expensive for... I know a lot of things are handmade, obviously, but this is like Japanese craftsman handmade. I'm definitely going to screenshot a pic of that to share with you guys, because I can't explain it all. There's way too much going on there. Oh, they have a Halloween cocktail, and oh, this is too much to cover on that. Right. Yeah, more biscuits and cake from the Ginza Cozy Corner. Ginza Cozy Corner is like a well-known like cake shop here in Tokyo, and they've gone all out too. I'll just cover a few things what they've got going on here. They've got toffee apple-inspired Mickey Mouse cake, candy-patterned Minnie Mouse cake, an ice cream-shaped Donald Duck cake. That just looks fantastic. I'm just trying to find something I can... Oh, it's just all cakes and cupcakes. As I mentioned, that's what we're talking about right here. Yeah, that's way too much to explain. Anyway, guys, so... let's touch base quickly on one more. Yeah, we'll just touch base on that one. All right, this is from Atenor Ginza Boutique. It says the Ginza Butter Sand. All right, so... In Japan, sand is normally, well, in English, sandwich. So it's a sandwich. It's a sandwich. It's made of bread and whatever condiments you want to put inside it. That's a sandwich. But in Japanese, you'll see sand associated with your sandwich, but it's also associated with like crackers, or be it savory crackers with a filling, or sweet crackers with a filling. So this is the Ginza butter sand. So don't be confused. It's not a sandwich. It's a cracker. It's a sweet cracker, and it's from Atenor, the Ginza boutique. And here we go. They're always handmade with love as well. Always handmade with love. So it's made with two crispy almond sable biscuits and a pumpkin buttercream filling. And they're topped with candied pumpkin and salted pumpkin seeds. And they're finished with nice jack-o'-lantern designs, both stylish and cute. They say it's an excellent souvenir for your time in Tokyo, but I wouldn't buy and try to ship that anywhere. I'd put it in my suitcase and carry it with me, but I wouldn't ship it, that's for sure. But yeah, it looks great, and it's not too bad. Five of them set you back $13.50, or $14 roughly. But one of them will set you back $3. Well, that's a pretty expensive biscuit. Anyway, guys, that's pretty much all we're going to cover on Tokyo Munchies today in regards to the snacks and candy and chocolate and stuff and carry on. We'll go to a quick commercial break, and then we'll come back with a bit of a shout-out to and some news about what's going on here on my end of the stick. We'll see you shortly after this.
They mostly come at night. Mostly.
What's better than a goat? A moon goat. Moon goats are magical creatures which appear with the moon. If you see a moon goat, make sure you say hello. Have a great day, and drop by tokyomunchies.ticktail.com and get yourself some Japanese candy. Yeehaw!
Anyway, so guys, that's going to pretty much sum up the rest of the podcast for today. We're going to quickly touch base on a couple of shout-outs. So, I've been putting my sticky fingers, sticky from all the Japanese candy, into a lot of different pies over here in Japan. And it's really cool, man. It's really, really exciting. So I'm working with this company called Nobarita. It's a high-end fashion company. Right now, because we're going into winter, we're just doing jackets. But obviously, there'll be summer dresses and summer clothing coming out as the seasons change. I'll chuck the link up into the description of the podcast for you to check it out. Right now, it's mainly Japan-focused, but we can ship internationally. So, if you want to cop some Nobarita, you're interested in some of the beautiful jackets that we make and sell, send us a message, guys. You can reach us through the contact form on the website, or you can reach us through the email address. That's one of the things I'm getting into right now. We've just started with that, so I'll send you more information. I'll let you know more about it as we go along. Another thing I'm working on, which I'm really excited about, is Slugs Skates Australia. My good friend Jason Slug hops over in Australia, my home country. He has a skateboard company he's been working on for the last couple of years, and it's starting to get some good traction, and he's in nearly all of the major skateboard shops now in Australia. I'm a skateboarder. I've been skateboarding for around 26 years now, and I love it. It's a lifestyle, man. It's not a sport. It's a lifestyle. So I had a good chat with him, and he has given me exclusive distribution rights. You've heard it first. The whole world, it's just been released. You've heard it first. I will be distributing Slug Skates Australia all throughout Asia. Based in Japan to start with, I'm going to grow it up in Japan. Then we're going to go into China, South Korea, Taiwan, Thailand, Vietnam, Singapore, Philippines, everywhere. So you've heard it first, here at the Tokyo Munchies podcast, I am the official Asian distributor for Slug Skates Australia. And obviously we're going to call it Slug Skates Japan while I'm in Japan. But we're going to grow into that, so that's some really, really cool stuff, man. I love skateboarding, and to have the privilege and the honor to be able to distribute this brand from my home country, from Australia, and help Jason grow the dream, I'm just over the moon. I'm super happy. We'll talk about that more in some more podcasts later. I'm still working with Events Hakuba as a brand ambassador, so I'm helping them sell their products online. I'm working with another company called Infinity Books, so I'll be helping them build their online presence and also help them save it. Infinity Books is the last used English bookshop in Tokyo. Before, there used to be lots of used English bookshops, or just bookshops, English bookshops here in Tokyo, but now they're all gone. They're all gone. This is the very last one, and it's so cool because it's called Infinity Books. And it's a rad little shop. There's so much to talk about with that too. They got an event space, they have a jam space, they have a bar, they have poetry reading, they have English classes in there, and not to mention they have books. Tons and tons of books on every single topic you could possibly imagine. I love books. I love reading. I read every single day. I annihilate a novel every single week, if not two, if they're a bit smaller. Right now I'm on The Good Life, which is a fantastic novel too. But again, that's a big story to go into, so we'll save that for another podcast. I'm still coaching tennis hardcore. I'm coaching 3 days a week now. I was doing 6 days a week, but because of the lockdown, I got cut back to nothing. Got back to three. Going to go back up to six eventually. So tennis is still on. So if you're in Tokyo and you want to learn tennis, check out tennisintokyo.com. You'll find me there, the rest of the team. And Tensaka Sports is still going strong too. I'm going to be doing some sponsorship stuff with Slug Skates and also with Tensaka Sports and also with Tokyo Munchies over the next year or two. So make sure you follow us, guys. And if you're into skateboarding, fashion, snowboarding, skiing, tennis, yeah, hit me up. You can get me anytime you want at tokyoagent@gmail.com. That's my personal email, tokyoagent@gmail.com. Or you can reach me through any of the other sites I mentioned. I'll try to put all the links in the description and my email address up there too. So that's some pretty cool stuff, guys. There's a lot of rad stuff to talk about. There's more fingers and more pies, and it's just way too much to cover in this podcast. And soon it'll be kiddie time, and the kids will be running all over the house going crazy. Had to make dinner. And I don't have much time left, so I want to finish this podcast up and get it published so you people can listen to it on a Wednesday like I promised you. So that's pretty much it. So this is Kyle from Tokyo Munchies. I hope you're having a great time. I hope you got some plans for Halloween. If you can't get out and trick-or-treat, here's a vicarious trick-or-treat for you. So this is Kyle from Tokyo Munchies signing off. If you've got the munchies, then we've got the munchies. Tokyo Munchies, come get some. Oh, sorry, and one last thing. I forgot, the Patreon. We're on Patreon now, too. So, please donate and help us bring more good Tokyo Munchies to your ear-loving, candy-loving ears. The link will be up in the description as well, and that's a perfect way to end the podcast with a couple of flubs. Slip of the tongue. Anyway, Kyle from Tokyo Munchies, signing off one more time.